And finally today, a little insight into the music scene in Venezuela. The government of President Hugo Chavez controls much of the country's media, so it can be pretty tough for, say, a Venezuelan indie rock band to find outlets for its music. Despite that, the Caracas alternative band La Vida Boheme is doing quite well. It's very popular at home, and it's just released its first album here in the U.S.
Esta es nuestra fiesta, candado y crestas, nuestra fiesta.
This track is called Radio Capital. It's a tribute to a radio station in Caracas that used to play rock and roll. That was decades ago. La Vida Boheme's lead singer, Henry D'Artagnan, says the station has changed over the years.
The moment I was born, like in the late 80s, Radio Capital was already a forgotten station. They no longer play rock and roll. They no longer, you know, did all those stuff. Like rock and roll and radio, they go by hand by hand. And I wanted like people to remember that.
But Radio Capital is still in operation now, isn't it?
Yes, but it's still in AM, and it doesn't put like any rock and roll music or anything. They use it like for government reasons and stuff. Like they transmit horse races and put out government messages.
That's what the radio station does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, interesting, you mentioned the government there. I mean, the government of Hugo Chavez has taken over many, many radio stations in...
Oh, the whole media.
The whole media. In some cases, just taking them off the air. Is that kind of part of the idea of paying homage to this particular radio station, Radio Capital, which has been around for so long?
Yeah, actually, yes, because radio should be like a community... It's a community service, you know? Government taking over radio, they're only going to, you know, bring their side of the story. You know, here in the United States... It's very cool that you have like college radios, national public radio. You have all these kind of stuff like going on that people are participating directly in the radio stations. In Venezuela, what happens is like right now, like for young bands, there are like free radio stations only, like you could get played. And for the band, it's very important to try to, you know, end that. And I really think like there are songs that people should listen to because they make you a better person. Like there are books like... I think everyone should read Mark Twain book, you know, the same with Dostoevsky, the same, you know, with Ray Charles. And there are some things, like, even if you don't like them, it's, you know, they widen your perspective of life.
How about Aldous Huxley?
Ah, Huxley, I love him. I'm a very huge fan.
Of course, there's a reason I asked. You have a track on this album called Huxley.
Yeah, actually, the track Huxley, it was written down not by me. I write most of the lyrics, but it was written by Daniel, our guitarist. He had like this very long poem. In that time, I was reading Doors of Perception by Aldous Huxley. And what I did is like, I chopped, you know, Daniel's poem and I made it to fit like some music I had. In some sense, I think like, what if Aldous Huxley, you know, how would he live one night, you know, in Venezuela, like a Caribbean party night, maybe you could say.
Frases florecentes, tu traición me espera.
That's a track, Huxley, off La Vida Boheme's newest album, Nuestra, which is just released in the United States. I wonder what your tour has been like here in the States. You've been performing in lots of very interesting clubs. I wonder if they're the same kind of clubs that you play in when you're touring Venezuela, when you're in Caracas, for instance.
Well, actually, it's a lot... The situation we're here in the United States, it looks a lot like 2008 Venezuela, because... Right nowadays in Venezuela, like the band has gotten like a little huge and we're playing a lot of big venues and we missed like playing clubs. So for us, coming to New York and coming to the States has been amazing. It's been very refreshing because we've been playing like venues with like 300 people feet maybe, like, and that's pushing it or trying to win them over with our songs. And that's what it's all about.
I wonder if you're shouting out the phrase that you shout out throughout concerts when you're in Venezuela, a French phrase, not a Spanish phrase, Vive la Resistance.
That's funny because what happened is like we made the video for Radio Capital. Carl, our director, put that like Viva la Resistance on the wall, and that was the ending of the video actually. And all of a sudden, like people that were coming to our gigs were using that phrase, you know, to identify themselves, like La Resistance. And
it's like a secret handshake.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't thought of it like, you know, for that to be like that. It just happened, you know. It was just the right time and the right place, you know, for it, you know, to become a handshake for people that came to our shows.
Henry Dartanay is lead singer of the Venezuelan rock band La Vida Boheme. You can watch the video for the band's song Radio Capital at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening. Gawa, gawa, hey, gawa, gawa, gawa.